Today we bring you a second message on incidents in Luke's Gospel. Our text is found in Luke 2, verses 21 through 38. We will read parts of this section as we go along. In this portion of Scripture, we have the account of the presentation of the child Jesus to the Lord in the temple at Jerusalem, and the coming in of Simeon and his exclamation. This will be the subject of our meditation today. But first, we should notice that Luke records in verse 21, "And when 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb." In the Gospel by Matthew, the word of the angel to Joseph is stated as, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. This would indicate that the name Jesus means Savior. In fact, we are told that Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew word Jehoshua, which means Jehovah is salvation, and that it is a contraction of two words, Jehovah and Hashia, meaning Jehovah Savior. Thus, Jehovah God has come down to earth in the form of a man-child to be the Savior of His people from their sins. How wonderful and how marvelous is the incarnation of the Son of God becoming a son of man for the purpose of dying for sinners, and thus saving them from eternal judgment and for eternal glory. This is the glorious glad tidings which the name of Jesus conveys. No wonder hymn writers have written, "Jesus is the sweetest name I know," and "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds to a believer's ear." We note also that the offering which Mary gave to the Lord in the temple when they presented the child Jesus to the Lord, it was a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, according to the law of Jehovah, Luke 2:22-24. In Leviticus 12, verses 6 through 8, it was written that a woman which bore a son or a daughter should bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the Lord. Then it was stated, "And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering." So we observe that Mary and Joseph were too poor to bring a lamb for an offering. They had to avail themselves of the provision for the poor and offer turtle doves or young pigeons. How this tells us of the grace of the Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, he became poor for our sakes. He was born in poverty to a family numbered among the poor in Israel. Now, while Joseph and Mary were in the temple and had brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, a man whose name was Simeon came by the Spirit into the temple. The divine account by Luke tells us that Simeon was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Luke 2:25-27. When Simeon saw the parents with the child Jesus, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." Luke 2:28-32. This was indeed a wonderful incident and testimony to the child Jesus. Simeon was a righteous and a pious man who was waiting for the promised Messiah, the comforting hope of Israel. His name means hearkening, or one who hears. His ears were opened to what the Spirit of God had to say. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Christ of God. and he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus. He was in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing at the appointed time. This is always the case when one is led by the Holy Spirit. So now, as Simeon sees Joseph and Mary with the babe Jesus in her arms, he immediately knew by the Holy Spirit that this was the promised Messiah that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Without hesitation, he went to Mary and took the child into his own arms and blessed God and uttered the wonderful testimony and prophecy as to Jesus Christ. Notice that Simeon first took the child Jesus into his own arms. This was an affectionate embrace of the Savior. He took Jesus into his bosom, which would indicate believing on him in his heart, in appropriating faith. It was a matter of heart acceptance, first of all, and then the wonderful confession of the lips followed. In this, Simeon is a remarkable figure or pattern of one who is led by the Spirit of God and truly believes in Jesus Christ as one's own Savior. With Jesus in his arms of faith, Simeon blessed God and said he was ready to depart in peace, for his eyes had seen God's salvation. He now had peace because he had seen and laid hold of the salvation of God. This salvation is bound up in the person of Jesus. If anyone would ever see God's salvation, one must see the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God's salvation. If you by faith behold him as the one sent by the Father into this world, and in grace giving himself as a ransom for your sins, when you can see Jesus thus, you are beholding God's salvation. Then as you embrace the Savior in your heart's affections, you can die in peace like Simeon. Taught by the Spirit of God, Simeon declared that Jesus was God's salvation which he had prepared for all peoples. He had the world in view, not just salvation for Israel. So this aged believer goes on to declare that the Christ child was a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. The Gentiles are mentioned first and then the people of Israel. To this godly man, there was given an intimation of a momentous change that was at hand in God's dealings. Israel would reject the Messiah. He would be cut off, crucified, and have nothing, as Daniel had prophesied long before. See Daniel 9, verse 26. Then Christ would shine as a light to lighten the Gentiles. This we have witnessed during the past 20 centuries of world evangelization. Then when God will have accomplished his work among the Gentiles in this church age and in the coming tribulation period, converted Israel will be brought into blessing again, and Christ will be the glory of his earthly people. What a marvelous prophecy was given to Simeon by the Spirit of God. As Joseph and Mary marveled at these things which Simeon had spoken of the child Jesus, he blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Luke 2, verses 33 through 35. Notice that Simeon did not bless the child, as would be the usual way. He was divinely directed to bless the parents instead, for he had owned the greatness of this special babe as God's Savior. Hebrews 7, 7 states that the less is blessed of the better, so he could not bless this great child, the Son of God. This aged saint prophesied that the child Jesus was set for the fall and rising up of many in Israel, and for a sign to be spoken against. Truly, Jesus Christ is the dividing line of mankind. People fall or rise according to their relationship with God's Savior. Those who reject him fall and go into judgment. those who accept him as their personal redeemer from sin rise up to heights of glory in association with Christ. So it has been in Israel and among the Gentiles. Jesus Christ was rejected of the nation of Israel, but vast numbers of that people have found personal salvation in him. Radio friend, where do you stand in relationship to God's Savior? Have you embraced him by faith like Simeon and shall rise up to glory with him? Or do you neglect and reject him and will fall in judgment? In closing, we note how Simeon prophesied the sorrow that would strike through Mary's heart. A sword would pierce through her soul. Years later, Mary stood by the cross of Jesus Christ and experienced the sorrow of seeing her blessed Son crucified and dying to save sinners. See John 19, verse 25. Perhaps she then remembered these words Simeon uttered by the Spirit in the temple. As we today wait for the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ to complete our salvation by the redemption of our bodies and bring us into the glory of the Father's house, may we be characterized by the features of this godly Simeon. May we be filled with the Spirit and taken up with God's Christ and speaking of him.